OVOXO.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for
OVOXO Radio.
Melted Chocolate episode 5.
OVOXO.
You didn't know we're bilingual over here. And it's a special month.
Spooky season.
October's very own.
Spooky season has arrived. Cody, whose birthday is in October, G?
Probably Drake.
Is it really?
Yeah, Drake's a couple days after me.
Special time.
OVOXO.
But the real reason October special.
Spooky hours.
It's because your boy, AP Flacco, 23 Jordan year.
Hey, that's your prime.
Anyways, welcome to the show.
It's not your prime.
It is Wednesday, no. October 2nd, just to date the show, unfortunately. Back again. I am Aaron Pollard. Cody Webb's on my right, and back by popular demand, Charles P.
A.K.A. White Chocolate, yet again.
Yet again on the show.
Charles P.
How we doing, guys?
Doing well.
How's everyone feeling?
Yeah. Recording at spooky hours, so kind of spooked.
Spooky season.
Supposed to record a couple hours ago, but, you know, certain circumstances held me back. We're not going to get into that.
Hey, nah, tell them.
Nah.
Tell
nah, that's
no,
all
we ain't gonna get to that, but we ain't gonna let it hold us down.
No. It's all good.
We gotta be transparent to take this to the next level.
It's all good. Let's just say I was delayed.
Why?
By my significant other.
Oh, okay.
We're not gonna say any names.
Everyone knows who she is anyway, so.
Alright.
She'll be alright, though. But how y'all living?
Yeah, I like it. Keep it real. I'm good.
You good, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm doing good. Slow time.
Welcome back on the show.
I got it. Oh, thank you. Anytime.
Nice to have you. That looks good. We're watching Sam the Cooking Guy on YouTube. It just says background, so it's not just a black screen that we're in front of. So, yeah.
Yeah, if we get too quiet, we're just mesmerized by this cuisine.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get right into it.
Let's get right into it.
I was thinking about this all week. I wanted to ask y'all because a lot of things have been getting on my nerves lately.
What's grinding your gears?
What are some of y'all's pet peeves?
Pet peeves?
Pet peeves.
Shit. Go ahead, Chuck.
Don't look at me. If y'all get at it, I could probably think of some.
You don't have a pet peeve?
Nothing gets on your nerves. I got one.
What's your pet peeve?
One of my biggest pet peeves is slow walkers.
Slow walkers?
Yeah. Yes. Like when you're walking, you got somewhere to be. But say you're at work or whatever, and there's like a couple or a group of three in front of you, and you need to get around them, but they're blocking both sides, and they're walking mad slow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you kind of do that like little hop step to kind of get a little boost to get past them, but it doesn't work. And you end up like real close to them, but you're not past them. That pisses me off so much.
Or like if you're in a group and then like two or three people are just talking and walking slow as hell, when you know you're trying to go somewhere.
Yeah, it's.
Or people just act like it's their world, and there's nothing, like there's nobody that's gonna stop them. Like they just in their own little world, and then like not knowing people behind you, you know, you're not being considerate.
Yeah, and I want to say excuse me, but I feel like it's not gonna do anything.
Nah, they in their own little world. Like,
excuse me, and then they're gonna, and then they're gonna bump into the other person. They're gonna bump back and bump into you, and then you're like, oh shit, my bad.
But I mean, think of it in their perspective though too. I mean, like, imagine just like not having a care world, taking your time with shit. I mean,
not me.
That's what I would like.
Apparently, I walk slow, but
it's long strides.
I'm only one person. You can get past me, but it normally happens with like a group of two or three. And they're like purposely.
Yeah, they taking up the whole
spread aisle. Apart just enough so you can't get past.
Taking up the whole sidewalk.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I'd say another one's like probably like people that just drive way below the speed limit.
Yeah, slow drivers. That's another one. But like nowadays,
slow drivers would be in the left lane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know on 95 that the left lane was the fast lane.
Well, it says in the book.
Yeah, how long have you been driving?
Hey. I never read no darn book.
I mean, same, but...
My mom helped me with the permit test.
It's like a word of mouth rule for me.
Lowest price... man, I slaved so hard because they make... Remember, taking the test,
mm-hmm.
it's 4 hours, but you can't, like,
it has to be 4 hours. I took the test at home.
Huh? You took it at home?
Yeah, because if you were under 18, you could take it on the computer.
Oh,
yeah.
The virtual school class?
But was it like...
No, the permit test.
Yeah, you could... Oh,
I took it at home, and my mom helped me with it.
But was it at a screen that had, like, a timer on the top? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you had to wait that 2 hours or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
So you finish all the questions, then you just go do something else?
Yeah.
But that shit pissed me off.
But my computer, if the screen timed out, then it, like, logged me out of everything. So I would have been screwed. So I had to come back and jiggle the mouse.
Yeah. Jiggle that mouse.
But make sure it's still awake.
How you jiggle the mouse? Jiggle the mouse.
You like...
Go ahead, Chuck. How you jiggle the mouse?
Just like that.
With that one finger action.
Just a little tap.
Ladies, you got the one finger action going on.
On the mouse wiggle.
Jiggle that mouse now.
Ooh. Hey, you only need one to get the job.
Hey, don't tell them all the secrets now.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a little sneak peek.
Yeah, slow drivers pissed me off. But yeah, like on 95, you go 70 miles an hour is not the speed limit of 95.
Oh, no.
If you're not going at least 85...
I mean,
and I feel like the police,
70, maybe 75.
I feel like the police know that because everyone's flying. I'll go 70. Everyone's
jump. Go 95 on 95
on US-1 too. Yeah. People go 70 on US-1, and that's not an exaggeration.
It's mad sketchy.
Earlier today, it was like backed up. I saw on Snapchat it was like way backed up
on US-1.
Yeah, in south.
Oh, backed up. I don't go south.
How south?
I'd say about to like just getting into Cocoa, like by Kablawi used to be and stuff.
Kablawi?
Like Dixon.
There was a Kablawi in Cocoa?
Kablawi, the car dealership?
Yeah, there was.
Kablawi!
I see the commercials, like, but I didn't know there was one in Cocoa.
I don't think there was any other
Kablawi. I didn't pay attention to all that. I just saw the dude and he's like, Kablawi! And that was it. So.
It was by that,
The water
X.
tower?
No, the X. The big X.
I know what you're talking
know
about.
Dixon Road is? It's like right there.
No, I don't know where
Chuck, Dixon I don't know. I know locations.
That's like a location. Dixon and US-1 like are literally right there.
What is there?
It's like US-1.
Big Lots.
Is it near the Boost Mobile?
El Chaparral's like right before it.
What's El Chaparral?
Oh. It's by, on
Clinton.
Oh! Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah. There you go.
Bro, nobody goes down there. Oh, I know. All right, I know you're talking about.
Like I said, you have the...
Yeah, I see it now. I see it now. So, yo, that looks really good.
Well, I do. I can't think of them right now, though.
Okay. Just way to get my hopes up.
How about people that chew very loudly?
That is Michaela's number one pet peeve, besides me.
Or people that slurp their drinks?
No, she like... Because I chew gum. Chewing gum for me is like smoking cigarettes. I go through like a pack of gum in like 2 days. Just because I like chewing it.
That's a bad habit.
Spearmint gum. 5 spearmint is the only gum I chew.
Does it make you hungry?
No. It helps me focus.
Focus?
Mm-hmm.
I chew any gum I get my hand on.
No, I can't. I don't like the blue, the regular peppermint. Don't like it. What's the blue one?
Peppermint.
No, that's the green. The green is spearmint.
Yeah, five. Spearmint and peppermint. It's different.
Y'all remember when 5 Gum came out?
And I had the commercials. And I thought when I chewed it, I would be like...
Bro, if you had some 5... in school, if you had some 5 Gum, you had some 5 Gum, yo, that was premium.
What about when you had the 24-pack of Crayola with the sharpener in the back? Crayons?
Oh, that's premium.
I never had that.
I had that one.
Is it crayon or crayon? Oh, yeah, that's one of my pet peeves. When they pronounce it, you pronounce
crayon?
No, it's...
Me?
Yeah, you go orange.
Orange?
Yeah. It's orange.
Orange?
Orange.
Orange.
I guess it's just...
Orange.
The up north of me. I don't know. Is it hot dog?
Hot dog?
A hot dog.
Can I say dog?
Flankfugger?
Like dog.
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 Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Orange. Get some orange juice. It doesn't say orange juice.
Orange.
Orange.
I'm not orange. Maybe because I'm trying not to say it now, but.
You said orange juice.
Just ask me one of my favorite drinks is. What is it?
What's your favorite drink?
Orange juice.
You said orange. You said
that's orange. Weird.
It's slight. It's slight, but
something light.
Yeah.
But yeah, chewing with the mouth opener, like smacking. Like, let me hold on. Like that. Ooh, some of the people are gonna get irked.
Who chews like that?
Who chews, Dave?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think I've seen
no, when he's stuffing it in his left cheek.
Out there.
Oh,
like a chipmunk. This man, he puts it in left cheek.
I was like,
bro. Hold on. Let me see if he's up.
Oh, I actually got a picture.
Dave, yeah. On his phone.
Yeah. And it's always, I always hear him doing it like when we eating pancakes. Like,
yes!
Yeah, when we eating pancakes.
He be shoving them pancakes in his mouth. Pause.
Ooh.
Big pause.
He's probably asleep.
I told him, oh, right. AP doubted you, bruh.
We got Dave on the line.
We got Dave on the line.
Hi, Dave.
Shout
out, Dave. Oh. You awake? You just waking up?
Something like that.
Just something light.
We just told the people about pet peeves, and we said people that smack when they eat their food. And then Cody asked me who did that, and I said Dave.
Yeah, we thought of you.
Especially when you're eating pancakes or like French toast.
Or at least when you stuff in that pocket.
You just keep it there. Why do you just keep it there? Chew your food.
Come on, young man.
I was about to say, I was like, y'all call the wrong motherfucker, because I'd definitely be smacking.
Yeah, you sure?
That's not even gonna lie.
Oh, bro. Yeah, Chuck got a picture. You doing
that's
it, too.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
That whole tape needed it, so.
Mm-hmm.
The ugliest picture of my whole goddamn life.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not.
Bro, is there an alarm going off?
That's a TV show.
Oh. What time is it?
It is... Fuck. It is 4:23.
Oh, you gotta be up soon, though.
Well, I guess we'll let you get back to
quick
it.
Quick, Dave, before you go, give us a pet peeve you don't like.
A pet peeve I don't like. Holy shit. When you just talking and not doing it.
Oh, when you talk and then okay. Do nothing about it.
I thought he meant like.
Like if you come to me, you just tell me, oh, I hate this, or I'm gonna do this, but
I'm finna work out.
But
like,
you don't do anything about it, yeah.
Like just do it. I don't want to hear about it. You like know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get mad.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
Yeah, I hate that shit now. Like, I really do. It's like, bro, we just do it. Nothing's gonna change unless you just do it right now. And then you're good. Don't talk. Stop talking about it. You can talk about it once if you're gonna start it. And that's you just talking about it, so you're gonna do it later. But now you're just gonna just to keep talking and talking. So I'm like, nah, but I hate that shit.
All right, cool, Dave. Now get off our show.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, we appreciate you answering the phone, you know.
Yeah. We love 30. When our fans call in.
Yeah, we love when the fans call in, you know what I mean?
We did not call you.
Yeah, they call in.
No,
we're going to bring those in eventually.
Oh, no. Hey, how about y'all accept my trades?
All right. Okay. Anyways,
just want to shout out to our veterans.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the veterans.
Yeah.
But yeah, another one that I just thought of. He said, people just talking, small talk. Small talk gets me going.
Oh, you don't mean it?
No, like, say like you're on the elevator, right? You're only going to be on the elevator for a few seconds. But someone's like, oh, hey, how about that weather? You don't care.
Never happened.
How about them Knicks?
No, hey, all right, first of all, ain't nobody talking about the Knicks.
We're not talking about. Don't start that.
Joke. Nah, nobody talking about Knicks.
Or like you're doing something, right? Say you're standing on the street, or you're about to go somewhere. Mm. You're only gonna see this person for like a few seconds, and they're like, Oh, so how's your day going, huh? How's it going?
How's life?
You don't care.
No, you don't care. I don't.
You're just trying to chop it up to make things less awkward that we're just standing here.
We're going to be on there for two more seconds, bro.
And then I'm not going to see you.
Ever again.
Like, stop talking to me. And that, another thing, when I'm on break at work, and this is no offense to any of my coworkers, I don't dislike all any of you.
None taken.
You know they gonna take this the wrong way.
They might. They will. But when I'm on break, I don't want to talk to anybody. And it's nothing against the people I work with. It's just I talk to people all day. I'm always talking, interacting. So when you come here, I got 45 minutes to myself. You come here, you see I got headphones in.
You see I don't want to talk.
And you come in and you're like, oh, hey. I'm like, oh. I'm not trying to be mean. I just don't want to talk to anybody. I wouldn't talk to my mother if she sat in the break room. I don't want to talk. But yeah, that's another one.
You just need that silence.
Anyone else got any
other pet peeves?
Any other pet peeves?
I'm good. I mean,
I got at least one more.
Ooh.
Chomp at it.
Ooh, I know y'all feel this. So either Kool-Aid or just any drink, and somebody leave the littlest bit. Yeah.
Like not even worth it for a cup.
Yeah, like not even. They just leave that little bit in there. So then whoever.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
Yo, that's the worst.
Because I thought I would get in trouble for drinking all of it, like by my mom. So I would just leave 2 seconds of milk in there, and in the morning when she go to do a coffee, she'd be like, "Who drank all the milk and left 2 seconds?" I'd be like, "You still sleeping?"
Nah, you the worst. Yeah. I've never done that.
I only did it not to get in trouble.
Like literally, if I ever but did I still that, got in I trouble. Just finish off my drink. If like I knew I was gonna like leave that a little bit behind, I'd be like, top myself off.
Top yourself off.
Pause.
Oh, I'm like, hey.
Ooh.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. God dang, Chuck! You don't make the podcast go crazy.
I know what you're talking about. Oh, did it fall off?
Yeah. Chuck's having technical difficulties. Chuck had a little mishap.
A little mishap, but we'll be back.
I got one more pet peeve.
What's up?
Y'all might not relate, but a busy gym.
No, I hate that.
I can't. I get anxiety if I walk in the gym and there's a lot of people in there. I'll leave. I can't do it.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I know why.
I'm not like conscious, self-conscious or anything. I think it's because there's some people using the machines that I want to use. And when I go to the gym, I want to get in, I want to grind it, I want to get out.
Yeah, you don't want to like rest too long.
So like if I rest in between my workouts, heart rate slows down, I'm not burning my fat.
And you got to wait behind the people that just there.
Then I got to do the awkward, how many sets do you have left?
No, they there to just take pictures.
Get away from me. Are you still on that?
Hey bro, you still on that?
Going back to pet peeves.
We never left.
Oh, never mind.
We never left, Tuck.
The people that that'd be like, oh no, I'm still using that, and they'll like do like two
bro, other things I hate it.
Before they get back on that set.
You're not doing a superset. You go home and do a superset, not in the gym. Unless you're doing like a machine and dumbbells, that's fine. If you're doing a machine over here and then you go to the machine across the gym and then you come out, oh, I wasn't finished with that. No. Get out of town. You're going to have to fight me. Right now.
Test these hands, bro. Honestly.
But yeah. That's my last pet peeve.
Bro, what do y'all think ice cream looks like before it's flavored?
Plain, like
whoa.
Vanilla?
Yeah, no. That's
whoa.
Flavor.
Whoa.
I mean, well, it probably looks like vanilla. Like just.
Does it?
I would say that. Just looks
I feel like it just looks gray. And then you add some color to it.
I don't know. How to answer. The closest thing I could think of is when you're coloring in a coloring book and it's just a blank page and then you add some color to it.
Bro, I was thinking about this shit earlier. I was like, because you know, when you first make ice cream or whatever and you get those ice cream makers, it always comes with a flavor and you gotta put that in as you make it. So I was like.
So what is it like before you put it
in?
Yeah,
what is it like before you put the flavor in?
Oh, I thought you knew.
I'm at.
Because you have an ice cream maker.
It seems like white. I mean, like a blank canvas.
Isn't it like a powder? What? Or is it ice?
No, it's well, it'll probably be white because it's milk and was it cream or whatever?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll probably be white, but
and it's like the flavor of the powder, or is there even powder involved?
No, it's
like,
dropped.
Use like cocoa powder, vanilla extract.
Oh, excuse me.
I'm just saying.
Culinary master.
He went to culinary school. Come on.
No, I did not.
Chuck's school for the culinary gifted.
Yeah, I learned from my mama. Culinary Academy.
Charles Lebosco, Culinary Academy.
Yo, but, speaking of culinary, bro.
Oh, this man on the TV is cooking it up. Good old Stanley Cook. I haven't seen this episode.
All I know is it looks like it slaps.
That looks so good. That's a good question.
Where are we at, though? 21 minutes in.
21 minutes in. Feeling hot. Feeling hot.
What else? What else we got?
Chuck, what you got on your mind? Speak on it.
I ain't got nothing. I'm just here.
You know what? Let's talk about it. Why do females take so long in the stores?
Oh. Where this cussing come from, G?
Nah. That ain't even the point.
Nah. Bring it
this,
up.
This the reason I'm late. Talk. Get your shit off.
Oh, that's the reason why you're late.
Get it off. Late. Listen, McKay.
Why are we late?
I love you. She gonna say that I took forever. I was looking at the sales. What that she took 10 right. years.
Right.
And we was held back. So why do, what is it about females? And if you're a female and you listen to this, please chime in. Let us know. Say something.
This is only from our point of view, ladies. Please don't take it personal.
Yeah, we're not dicks.
Or douchebags.
We just have them.
Yeah. Well, why do they take so long? I mean, I get that you gotta try stuff on, but
they gotta check out all those deals.
I'ma just say
the deal
is probably just uncertainty.
What do you mean uncertainty?
They don't know if they like this or they like that. So we're gonna spend some extra minutes in here so I can come up with some reasons as to why this one is better than the one.
Maybe because they're transitioning from hot girl summer to white girl winter.
Ooh, we're not gonna speak on that one.
Hot girl summer.
That's too real. That's too real of a topic. Yeah, they don't want to get
flop.
To that.
Anyway,
ain't no hot girl summer. Get out of town.
I'm doing shit
for city boy. City boys in the building. No, but when I go, I have an idea of what I want. Boom, boom, boom. Now, if there's a sale, that's different.
No, like that's for me too. Like
for me, because I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Groceries, clothing store, anything in and out.
That's a cool 70% off, and this was just 30. I'm gonna have to switch up. But other than that,
what you think it is?
I think, I don't know. I feel like people who make women's clothing make it a lot harder.
I mean,
like some things fit them one way, and then the other fits them. It'd be the same exact pair of pants, but all of a sudden it doesn't fit, and it fits a different way. And it's like, why can't you just have pants?
I mean, I feel that too.
You gotta have the ones like that lift your booty or whatever it's called. Just have regular pants.
Well, I mean, do you have that one shirt that maybe just fits better or just feels better when you wear it?
I guess.
I mean,
do I have it?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I mean, I feel like some clothes fit me better than others.
That's true. That's a good point. True.
Well,
we're looking at it from both sides, you see? Not just one-sided.
Yeah, we're not.
Not toxic masculinity
not
in here.
Not tunnel vision.
Yeah, no? Same analogy.
I felt it.
Connected.
But yeah. I guess we saw that one.
Did we?
Let's end the fucking show. Show's over.
We're trying to understand and how that works. You're gonna die doing that.
Yeah.
I'll just
leave it alone.
You're gonna die not knowing, so just leave it.
Leave it be.
But it's good to talk about.
Give it
though.
To God.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were throwing an alley.
No. You wouldn't have caught it anyways.
Fuck you.
So Cody, you got something on your mind?
Yo. Yeah. Yeah. This lobster.
I wish you guys, video coming at some point, but I wish y'all could see this lobster on the TV.
Oh, did y'all see, on a more serious note, did y'all see that officer that got,
the justice?
Yeah.
Yes. I thought it was life.
No, yeah. It was 10 years.
Because I read something yesterday, it was life, but apparently I was wrong.
What happened?
Go ahead, give the backstory, Webb.
All right, so I think it was like a few months ago, this off-duty cop, she goes into what she thinks is her apartment. She sees a black dude in there. It's his house. He's chilling, just chilling, watching TV, and she shoots him and he kills him. She kills him.
What?
And her,
that's crazy.
Her whole thing was that she didn't know that it was his apartment and not hers.
So you go to the next door house.
Damn, that's crazy. People assuming that I don't live where I'm at just because I'm chilling.
How did she get in? She just opened the door?
I forgot how she got in.
First of all, it's breaking and entering, but go on.
It is, but the whole thing is like we just shooting
people for chilling on their couch.
That, and then we asking questions later instead of the other way around if you're a police officer.
That makes no sense.
Did you guys hear about the cop that arrested a 6 and 4 year old, I think?
I heard about that.
I thought that was loony.
Put him in the back of the car and everything for throwing a tantrum. Put handcuffs on him.
I didn't hear that. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, because they were throwing a fit at school. He arrested him.
I'm pretty sure cop got arrested or suspended.
He got fired.
He was probably trying to scare them. Not that I'm justifying, but he's probably trying to like, oh, are we going to do this? And then they thought he was capping.
It's so not that nice.
I wouldn't have to resort to cuffs.
You put him in the back of the car.
Right, he probably thought it was capping. So.
And then, he got fired.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call it? Who's the head officer, dude? The sheriff?
Yeah.
Deputy Donut?
No. All right. Sorry. He was like, as a grandfather myself, I was very disgusted by this act. So he's no longer with us, which I understand. But I thought it was crazy. You're going to arrest a 6 and 7?
Something like that. Something really...
I thought it was 4.
4 and 7? Whatever. Six. However old they were.
6, I want to say.
But holy. But you're going to arrest them for throwing a fit? Get out of here, man. Get out of here. Could you imagine reading the Miranda rights?
To a 6-year-old that don't even know what that is?
Pause.
Bro, so y'all like to cook? Speaking of this, y'all like to cook?
Yes, I do like to cook.
What's your favorite thing to cook?
Better yet, what's your go-to dish?
AP. Wouldn't it be the same thing?
What?
That's the same thing as my favorite thing to cook.
Well, then go at it.
I don't know. I'd say eggs. Breakfast food.
Yes.
Breakfast food.
Yes.
So, I like to make my own chicken nuggets too. That's pretty good.
Your own chicken nuggets?
Yeah, you just get the chicken. I use like a chicken breast to flatten it out so they're all pretty much even size. Just chop them up however you want to chop them up. They might end up in the chicken strips, chicken nuggets. Bread them up, and that's it.
Mm.
Put a seasoning in the bread, make your own little sauce. I haven't done it in a minute, but it's fun. It's kind of messy. I'm a messy cook. Like,
you don't clean as you go?
No.
Ooh.
Sometimes I do. But like my dad told me once, like if you're not making a mess, are you really cooking?
That's fast.
True.
Like some people,
that just saves time at the end.
It does, yeah. Like some people, they clean as they go, but me, I try to, but I just clean afterwards.
I'll be messy, but I'll try not to get it on myself.
That's why you got a towel. If you don't have a towel over the shoulder, you're not cooking.
Come on.
Especially if you're on the grill.
If you don't have no sandals on.
If you don't have the sandals on, some kind of open toe shoe.
Yeah.
The towel over your shoulder.
Let the toes out a little bit.
And a beer or canned beverage in your hand.
A Modelo.
Or a Corona. There you go.
Yeah.
And you're not really cooking. So. And that's it. Period.
What about you, Chuck?
What's your go-to?
What you throw down for the shorty?
I don't know about
the shorty. But a shorty, hey. Shorty's out there.
My go-to fried chicken recipe. I've only seen it imitated once by someone.
Ooh, wait a minute.
What?
You always make your mama's go-to fried chicken recipe. Cody, how many times have you had it?
None.
That's crazy. Me neither. What's really
crazy is y'all never asked me to make it, so.
Should I have to ask?
That's wow.
I mean, I would say so, because then I would buy the ingredients.
Well, Chuck, I'm asking you right now. Make the fried chicken. Come to the house one day.
All
right. Make the darn fried chicken. But you got to do your own dishes.
I'll switch my Saturday.
Ooh, we got to have it.
Yeah.
What am I doing this Saturday? This Saturday's too soon anyways. This no Saturday, one's going to show up. Switch night Saturday. I work Saturday too. The hell? I still have switch night Saturday. But yeah, we're going to schedule a switch night Saturday. If you're listening to this, you might be invited. Not to be a dick, but
if you've been
the house isn't that big.
You ain't invited this time because you probably a flake.
Yeah, don't flake. Man, I didn't say it. Chuck said it.
Oh.
I just thought I'd put that out there.
Oh, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, talk to him.
Talk to him.
You only get one invite. That's it.
Oh.
If you're a flake, then you're a flake.
Ooh.
Y'all know who you are.
Yeah.
So, yeah, switch on Saturday. Come in soon. See, breaded them up.
Breaded them things up. Ooh.
Be smart. He double breaded.
Double breaded. I wish y'all could see this.
Well, he's using flour. He's not breading them.
Should we give him a free promo?
Sam the King guy, he's already rich. He's sponsored by avocado oil. He should be. Promote melted chocolate everywhere. Share his podcast on all the social medias. All over the place. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Please, it really helps.
We're trying to get the views. We're trying to get out more content. Do more things. YouTube. Social media pages. All that. We like what we do.
Yes.
Hopefully we keep doing this. We don't know where it's going to go, but it's going to go somewhere.
Come on.
And that's it. We enjoy what we do.
All right, let me put y'all on a setting real quick.
All right.
All right, so you and your
nice shorty. Nice segue, by the way.
you and your shorty, you know, y'all buy a pet, a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You see where I'm going with this, Chuck?
Yes, go on.
All right. So y'all buy a pet, right?
Yeah.
This is supposed to substitute as y'all's kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She over here saying she's a mother, blah blah blah. Yeah, go play with your dad, blah blah blah. All right, so y'all break up. Who gets the pet?
Blah blah blah.
Yeah, who gets the pet?
Who gets the pet?
I say whoever's idea was first.
I can see that.
That's not suitable.
Or who takes care of it more, I guess.
Are we making this a payment thing? Or, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so me and her, like, we went half on this dog.
Yeah.
Financially. So who gets the pet?
Whoever takes care of it more. We're not talking about, like, loving it, like petting it, maybe, and like, or maybe giving it like a treat or something, like literally like taking it out for walks, always changing out the food and water bowl, a bunch of like just necessity stuff. Like
right, that. But once you want your pet back though, because you pay half.
Would you do like what you do with kids? Like you got them during the week, and I got them on the
bro,
weekend.
It shouldn't be that serious.
It really isn't. If someone's trying to have me do that with a dog like that, I mean, I love dogs, but if something like that happened, I'd have to move on.
Right. I don't know. I feel like the way y'all break up has a part in it, too.
I agree with that.
How?
Say, like, if someone cheated on the other one, then I feel like if you got cheated on, then I don't know. Kind of.
You weird. Get a sympathy gift for getting the dog.
No, you take the dog.
Take the dog.
Yeah. So the one who cheated on you don't get the dog.
That's a sympathy gift,
I guess. There's got to be. I feel like there's got to be some mutual agreement. Like if I had a dog, but I knew I wasn't gonna be around that much to take care of the dog, I'd be like, listen.
Sure.
I want the dog. But I'm not able to take care of it, so you might as well just take it. That's just me. Now, if I want the dog and she wants the dog, I can't tell you how I would figure that out because I don't know.
Maybe find a leeway and just find a better owner for it. No one gets the dog.
Yeah, no one gets the dog. You give it to someone else.
but you paid $400 for this dog.
I get that.
If it's like, I just got the dog, we maybe have it for a month and then we break up, I'm keeping the dog. But if it's like been a year, then...
What does that have to play in it?
Well, I mean, like, if I literally just dropped $400 on the dog.
But we're saying, like, you split it in half.
Yeah. Say, like, it was an $800 dog.
And then you drop
$400 on half of it.
Yeah.
If I just dropped that dough on the dog and I didn't have it for that long, I'm going to, like, at least figure out how to get my, like, my time with the dog or...
All right, so now it just comes to what you doing with this girl a month in and y'all say, let's get a dog.
It doesn't have
to
be.
No.
I'm saying, like, I had the dog for a month, like, in general.
Now y'all going down the rabbit hole.
You think about it too much.
We talking about who get the dog. Now, a good way is maybe whoever invested in the dog more.
That's what I'm saying.
Gets the dog. Now, you're saying you drop half. That's 50%. No, she dropped 50%.
Like, we all were talking about
TLC.
Like, you get the dog. You always get the dog. You buy toys for the dog. You buy food for the dog. Whatever, whatever. At that point, you get a dog. Offer it.
Who clean out the most shit?
Like, yeah.
Exactly.
That's you. That's all you. But other than that, I don't know. I don't know
if
how to justify.
If you love that dog enough to pick up its shit, I'd say you get it. Or at least if you pick up the most.
Yeah.
That don't give me a definite answer, fellas.
What do you mean?
What do you want? Like a yes or no? Like the male should get it every time.
Who should get it?
The person who invested the most.
Yeah, whoever invested the most.
I don't know who's going to invest the most. Could be the
what
guy
do you think
it's
since you think we're not giving you a right answer?
I feel like y'all tiptoeing.
How about that? I just told you a direct... What's your answer?
What's your answer?
I want y'all to give
me... No. I gave you an answer.
You feel like it's not worthy, so what's yours?
Alright, so... Truthfully, it should be whoever invests most.
All right.
I know what you're saying.
Get out of here.
I know
what
you're
saying. Get out of here, Webb.
Listen. It's a dog at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a real child. So, in conclusion.
My closing statement.
Yeah, it should be whoever invested. I'm just messing with y'all.
See this man trying to tug on my cape. Get out of town, man. Get out of town.
Anyways.
It's been a long day.
What's something controversial? Let's talk about something controversial.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Some controversy.
What?
That's how some people say it.
Never in my
controversy instead of controversy.
Maybe that's the controversy.
Y'all want to talk about marriage?
What about it? Talk about it.
How y'all feel about it?
It's a good thing.
Pros, cons? What's up?
To me, I don't see any cons in marriage.
Why?
Because this is me now. If you choose to marry somebody, you intend on being with that person for life, right?
Supposedly.
So, there it is.
That's it?
That's it. You're with them for life. Till death do us part.
I mean, if you go into it complaining, talking about her baggage, then that's what...
Then you shouldn't get married in the first place.
Okay, but what changes... What does me saying, like, I do... What changes... What about that changes... The way I feel about you before?
That's a good question.
Can you reiterate that?
So, why do I have to... Okay, it's not just the wedding. It's marriage. You know, you have to sign...
Paperwork.
Yeah. Why does paperwork and me saying, you know, I do and buying a ring and all that stuff... What makes me... Like, what about that makes me... want to love you more now than I already did before? Like, what's gonna change after I say, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we fuck with each other that heavy, what's gonna change? Like, what about me, you know, proposing to you, blah blah blah, signing all these papers?
Like,
what about that is gonna make me
with
like,
me
like you even more?
like, I don't want to have kids until after I'm married. So I guess that would change it.
I guess just actually maybe putting it in writing per se. I'm doing like quotes, just because like when you do that, it like I guess confirms that you guys want to be together. I think that's what I want to say. Like that you guys are committed to each other, just staying with each other for the rest of your life.
The thing is, it's like, when you bring all that stuff in, you know what it means to get married, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get half. Okay, here's a real stat. All
right, go ahead.
The divorce rate is 1 in 2. That's 50%.
Mm-hmm. You got 50% chance.
Yeah.
You have a 50% chance. It is probably even more. So, that means they
like get my parents half, are divorced.
They get half your stuff.
Like, that's just the commitment that you're making, because at the beginning, I mean, no one gets married with the intent of getting divorced, obviously.
Well, yeah.
So, like, you're willing to commit yourself to splitting everything with that person, because y'all are coming together to create a whole new family. Like, you're giving this woman your last name. She's going to give you kids.
It's always good in the beginning, though.
Yeah. I know. What do they say? What's the saying? 6 months or something like that?
I don't know.
Something like 6 months, and then you find out how the marriage is really going to go or something. Yeah. I don't know what the actual saying is, so don't quote me. But I don't know.
Life equals happy life, fellas.
That's what they say.
Does it?
That's what they say.
I mean, that's what they say.
To me, I mean, both parties need to be happy regardless.
There you go.
So, like.
Yeah, if I'm not happy, then she is all the time, I'd be like, something's got to
change. And then that goes into communication and everything. Normal stuff in a relationship that you should be doing before you're married and after you're married, it should just continue. It's just now she has your last name. For me, since I don't want to have kids till after I'm married, now I can have kids and continue the family, all that jazz. But yeah, I would not get married unless I really knew that I wanted to be with that person for the rest of my life.
What age should you judge that?
I don't think it's an age. It's personal preference, kind of. It's really, for me, it's when you're comfortable. The guy. Because the guy's the one who proposes.
Right.
So, like, when the guy's comfortable and, like, I like to do things the traditional way, quote unquote. I want to get, whenever I propose to whoever my wife will be, because let's be real, we don't know what the future holds. I love Michaela. Anything can happen. Do I intend on being with her for a long time? Yeah. Anything can happen. So, I'm going to, whoever I propose to, get parents' blessings on her side, my parents' blessings. That's how I like to do it.
That's some old school shit.
That's how I like to do it. So, I'll have that long talk with my dad in the rum room.
No, because then that's not going to be real. That's not going to be, well, shit. It might be.
And then we'll go from there. But it's really when you're comfortable and when you're stable for you. Like, you have to feel comfortable and that you have stability and that you know that when you marry this person, you're going to be 10 toes down by all means. So that's how I see it. It's when you're ready on the guy's part, because the girl might be like, oh, when is he going to propose to me? And that's when everyone starts talking. Like,
how you pressure it into it.
He hasn't proposed. Yeah, don't let nobody pressure you. You go do it when you're ready. But, I mean, you don't want to be like 40. And then,
why not?
I don't know. That's just me. Again, this is just me. I don't want to be
like a window, 40. You get married like way past that.
Still, I know. Yeah, there's no window. But for me, I don't want to be 40 years old.
So you're saying, now, correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. You're saying that marriage is just a confirmation of what y'all are feeling before?
I guess so.
Y'all are willing to bring in all the legalities, you know, split half and half.
Mm-hmm.
You're willing to bring basically the government into y'all's relationship.
Yeah. That's just a sacrifice.
Okay, no. Marriage is, you know, it is what it is, but in reality, you're making, you know, legal terms into this, like,
yeah,
yeah,
okay. Is that what you're saying? You're saying that's a confirmation of what you're feeling, that you're willing to bring in all the legalities? Okay.
To me, at least. And marriage is not a bad thing to me, but I don't know about you.
I have mixed feelings.
Yeah, now that you say it like that, I kind of feel I have mixed feelings now.
That's just me.
What you feeling, Chuck?
I mean, like how you're putting it, like just putting them like, letting the government kind of stick their toes in the pool, like in that kind of reference, seems like it's kind of...
Well, it's not like, it's not that they're watching you. It's just like, all right, if y'all decide to have a divorce, he's going to get half your stuff and she's going to get half your stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all agreed to that before. So now if you don't... you either get sued or like, you probably don't serve any jail time, but like
you just get lose half your ass.
What? Yeah, one person can sue the other for not giving up their half.
So now, let me ask you: would you be fine just dating someone for the rest of your life without getting married?
To me, I don't think marriage really like. It's like that's like I said. It's not going to change how I feel about you.
Right, so you'd be cool with just dating someone for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You have kids with them.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's between me and this other person.
Right.
Love so conquers all.
It does. Well, yeah, that's cliche, but yeah, it does. It's not like, what was I saying? Like I said, it's not going to change how I feel about you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We could be like, it could be real solid. That don't mean I have to go, you know, let's involve all the laws and all that stuff to really lock me in. But
I mean, there's plenty of people out there that.
Because that's what it sounds like.
They're married, I guess.
Yeah. It sounds like you're just locked in. Like now you in it for life now. Like,
right.
Which is the goal. But
I don't sign my name on a dotted line.
Yeah, like, because now it just seems like, all right, now, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I have to sign your life away.
Mm-hmm.
Air quote. Because in reality, things might not go the way you plan. And now, all the stuff that you work for, that she's worked for, is now cut in half.
Mm-hmm.
So, that to me is a con.
That's a good take. Now, Chuck, do you want to get married? Straight up, yes or no?
I'd say yeah.
Cody, do you want to get married?
No.
No. Fair enough.
Honestly, at this point, I'll feel it if I get there.
I do, personally. I do.
I feel like you just have to, like, take it for what it is.
Yeah. If it's for you, then it's for you. And if not, then it's not. Like licorice.
Do y'all feel like it's like a social thing? I feel like it's a social thing.
Huh?
Like.
Not to me. The only way I feel marriage would be bad is, I mean, obviously you could lose feelings for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know if it's true or not. I believe that's what happened with my parents. I don't know the whole story, but seeing them, that's kind of like, I'm like, but then I'm not them, so.
It could also be, you know, how you grow up, because my parents are divorced.
Yeah, so all mine.
And it was for, what do you call it? Infidelity?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that means?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, let me check.
No.
Go ahead, AP.
Go ahead, Cody. I don't want to be wrong, so.
Oh, so you don't know.
I have an idea.
Right, so it's cheating.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Now, I don't know why my parents got divorced. Again, I think it's because they just stopped messing with each other, but I don't know. Shout out mom and dad. But
I mean, I feel like to even get to that point of marriage, you have to definitely put the time in. And like I said, like to even like build up the courage to propose, it has to make you even skip a beat. Yeah. To like really want to commit to that.
Like with me,
it's like, eh, we'll get married. It's not
like right. Like I know, like if I want to marry someone, I'm 10 toes to the fullest.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I'm in this thing for life. I'm like, shoot, if it's gonna end, it's not because of me.
Right, but you can do that with your actions. Like,
mm-hmm.
I know signing a paper is an action, but like, why do you have to sign a paper to show how much you love somebody?
That's true.
When you show that person every day.
It's a crazy world we live
in. And I think it's a lot to some people.
Child future.
I think marriage, you're dumb, Chuck. Marriage, you bring religion into it. I feel like that's a big reason why people get married.
So that's a societal thing.
So, yeah. It's like people, like, you can't, like, don't quote me now. Don't quote me.
Nah, say it.
Say it.
Right?
No, say it.
Some people say that you're not supposed to live together till you're married. Not supposed to have kids till you're married.
Oh, they call that shacking up.
Yeah, you can't be shacking up. So people get married to get to that next level of their relationship. Now, if that's your thing, that's your thing. So I don't really speak on religion like that.
Nah.
So
you gotta respect everybody's.
Yeah, I respect whatever you wanna do.
With the religion.
I'm not you. I'm gonna respect your crippin'.
Oh.
Come again?
We don't
nothing.
If you're gonna do it, I'm gonna respect what you wanna do. Like if you wanna get married, go ahead. If you don't wanna get married, rock out. I mean, it's not my life.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna be happy for you. If you're happy, I'm happy for you. And that's it.
Big facts.
So, if my dog's happy, my dog as in C-Web, Chuck, the two people I'm podcasting with right now, Jesse in his room, if y'all happy, I'm happy for you. Just make sure you're doing whatever you're doing to the fullest.
Do what you want.
Yo, Sam was telling me,
change your opinion.
At work, he's like, he said, you want to be content, not happy, because in life, there's a lot of happy moments and then there's a lot of shitty moments.
Very true.
But as long as you're content with what you want and where you're at,
yeah.
There's, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing that can bring you down. Because happiness is an emotion. Because the opposite of happiness is sadness.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have happiness without sadness. So if you, instead of saying happy, be content.
Yeah. And don't let other people dictate what you do. It's your life. Like, I meant to tell you, and like we'll end it off on this. There's these two dudes from security at work yesterday. I was at the pod, and they were going ham about all kinds of topics. Two black guys, old heads.
I already know how that goes.
But like, I walked in, and they were talking about math.
Math?
Math, the subject. And he said, you know, I try to tell these kids you need to learn your math. Because if you know how to do math, you know how to do everything.
But I know exactly how that conversation went.
He said, math is just solving solutions. I was like, what? And he said, you solve the solution, you ain't got no problems.
Ooh, that's a bar.
He was like, especially if it's a word problem, you just read the thing and solve it.
Oh, man.
We know this.
Oh, shoot.
We know, and then out of nowhere, just switched up. He said, "You only got one life." I was like, "Where is this going?"
I know exactly what that
was. It was like they were talking to the whole room, but nobody was listening.
Sound like we need to bring him on the pod,
right? And then they said, "You only got one of these. Quit messing around." I was like, "Yo, am I in church? What's happening?" But they were going in. They're just going crazy, and I think it was all because like they're doing some insurance stuff on the side.
Where?
Yeah, these insurance people came in for D&C, and a lady asked me, like, oh, have you done that? So I work for Pixoff. She said, oh, okay. And then walked away. So they were just going in about everything, and I was like, yo, they really at it right now.
Sheesh.
So, long story short, live your life, enjoy it, and yeah.
What would they say? Be you unapologetically. Be you.
Come on now. Put on a t-shirt. Chuck, work on that. T-shirts.
Merch coming soon.
Ooh, got in the merch. We gotta hit up what's the name for the logo?
We gotta hit up Josh. We gotta hit up Josh. Shirts printed. Hey Jesse.
Jesse.
All right. Let's put someone in the melting pot.
All right.
What you doing?
What are you doing? You got a call? Chuck. Who you putting in the melting pot this week, man? End off the episode on a good note.
Can I go last? I honestly.
Go ahead, Chuck.
Shout out, Crabs.
I guess I'll shout out my boy David Noel. He doing his thing with music right now.
Oh, David?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He doing his thing.
Yeah,
right
shout
now.
Out David.
My boy.
Shout out David. I don't know you.
Pause.
Do I know him?
No, I don't think so.
Nah. I don't think I do.
He cool dude.
Yeah, he's cool.
He really up there with his music right now, getting shit done. I really feel like he can get shit done and really make it out there.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to David.
My melting pot pick is all the listeners from the last episode.
That's a cop out. But yeah.
Shout out.
That was our most listened to episode.
We had our most listened to episode. Episode 4. It was great. We thank everybody who listened to it. Appreciate every single one of you.
Really appreciate it.
Hey, Chuck, this is not your show, so shut up while I'm talking, please. shout out to everybody that listened to the show, shared the show, all that jazz. Love the support. Once again, we don't know where this podcast is going to go.
If y'all got questions.
If y'all got questions, no. Anything. Y'all submit
got,
stuff.
Y'all got something for us to talk about, go ahead and say it.
If y'all got stuff to talk about, shoot your shot. We love everybody that listens. We love all the feedback, positive, negative, all the constructive criticism.
Constructive
criticism. I did stumble. I fumbled
it. Pick it up.
But yeah, thanks a lot. We love the support. Keep listening. We'll see you on the next episode. All right. Adios, amigos. Chuck, sign off.
Bye.
Cody, sign off.
OVOXO Radio.
October's very own. We out.
This concludes another episode of Melted Chocolate. Until next time, be great.